July 2nd, 2378. Crestwell's star, HD 63077A. Terran Federation. Captain to the bridge! Captain to the bridge! Captain Mateus Fofau rolled out of bed as the urgent voice of the officer of the watch blared over the intercom, counterpointed by the high-pitched wail of the emergency general quarters signal. The captain's bare feet were on the deck sole, and he was already reaching for the bedside comm before his eyes were fully open, and he jabbed the red priority key purely by feel. Bridge. The response came almost instantly, in a voice flat with the panic-resisting armor of training. It's the captain, Chief Kuznetsov, Fofau said crisply. Give me Lieutenant Henderson. Aye, sir. There was a brief instant of silence, then another voice. Officer of the deck, it said. Talk to me, Gabby, Fofau said crisply. Skipper. Lieutenant Gabriella Henderson, the heavy cruiser's tactical officer, had the watch, and her normally calm contralto was strained and harsh. We've got bogeys. Lots of bogeys. They just dropped out of hyper 12 light minutes out, and they're headed in system at over 400 gravities. Fofau's jaw clenched. 400 gravities was 20% higher than the best Federation compensators could manage, which pretty conclusively demonstrated that whoever these people were, they weren't Federation units. Strength estimate? He asked. Still coming in, sir, Henderson replied flatly. So far, we've confirmed over 70. Fofau winced. All right. He was astounded by how calm his own voice sounded. Implement first contact protocols and also spyglass and watchman. Then take us to condition 4. Make sure the governor's fully informed and tell her I'm declaring a code alpha. Aye, aye, sir. I'll be on the bridge in 5 minutes. Fofau continued as his sleeping cabin's door opened and his steward loped through it with his uniform. Let's get some additional recon drones launched and headed for these people. Aye, aye, sir. I'll see you in 5, Fofau said. He keyed the comm off and turned to accept his uniform from the white-faced steward. In actual fact, Mateus Fofau reached the command deck of TFNS Swiftsure in just under 5 minutes. He managed to restrain himself to a quick, brisk stride as he stepped out of the bridge elevator, but his eyes were already on the master plot, and his mouth tightened. The unknown vessels were a scatter of ominous ruby chips bearing down on the binary system's G-0 primary component and the blue and white marble of its fourth planet.
Captain on the bridge, Chief Kuznetsov announced, but Fofau waved everyone back into his or her bridge chair.
As you were, he said, and almost everyone settled back into place.
Lieutenant Henderson did not. She rose from the captain's chair at the center of the bridge, her relief as Fofau's arrival relieved her of command obvious. He nodded to her, stepped past her, and settled himself in the same chair.
The captain has the ship, he announced formally, then looked back up at Henderson, still standing beside him.
Any incoming transmissions from them?
No, sir. If they'd begun transmitting the instant they dropped out of hyper, we'd have heard something from them about...
The lieutenant glanced at the digital time display.
2 minutes ago. We haven't.
Fofau nodded. Somehow, looking at the spreading cloud of red icons on the display, he wasn't surprised.
Strength update? He asked.
Tracking estimates a minimum of 85 starships, Henderson said. We don't have any indications of fighter launches yet.
Fofau nodded again, and a strange, singing sort of tension that was almost its own form of calm seemed to fill him. The calm of a man face to face with a disaster for which he has planned and trained for years, but never really expected to confront.
Watchman? He asked.
Implemented, sir, Henderson replied.
Antelope got underway for the hyperlimit 2 minutes ago.
Spyglass?
Activated, sir.
That's something, a detached corner of Fofau's brain said.